It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome everyone. Nate Lull with you live tonight on WCDO as we come to you from Delaware Academy in Delhi for a boys MAC basketball matchup tonight between Delhi and the visiting Unitigo Spartans. I want to welcome everybody into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara is located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Should be a great matchup here tonight, folks. Our first time seeing the Delhi Bulldogs, the boys team, on the radio this year. I've had a chance to watch them in several games where we've done the Twitter updates, but this is a very solid team. In first place in the MAC right now, they are ranked 7th in the state in terms of New York State Class D-sized schools, and they are 11-0 overall, 7-0 in the league. So this is a team that has not lost on the season and doesn't want to plan on it here on their home floor tonight against a very tough MAC opponent. On the other side, the Unitigo Spartans. Last time we saw Unitigo was just a couple of weeks ago on December 23rd when they had a 57-40 victory on the road against Oxford, in which they did a very nice job in containing Oxford's Kevin Davis, and they got some great contributions that night from Jared Smith as well as Dean Reed and, of course, the big man down low, Derek Beams. Beams is 6'6", can easily get up and dunk the ball, and he's had a variety of double-doubles and triple-doubles recently. So I think if you're Delhi, if you're the Kraft brothers, Nate Kraft and Rich Kraft, who are 6'4 and 6'3 respectively, you're going to have your hands full tonight with the 6'6 Derek Beams. So we should see a great amount of post play down low tonight between the big guys. And I had a chance to talk to Derek Beams of Unitigo before the game, and he said, you know, I just have to do what I always do, work hard and try to do the best for my team. And he said, I think a key tonight for Unitigo will be boxing out, because they're going to have to keep some of the bigger guards that Delhi has, like Connor Giaffi and Nate Kraft, off the boards in order for them to be successful tonight. Unitigo, not a small team by any means. Smith and Dean Reed as well as Beams certainly have some good size, and a guy like Braden Beadle, a guard outside, certainly not someone you're going to push around. Beadle is 6 foot tall. So this Unitigo team, I think, is right on the cusp right now. They're kind of sitting in that fifth place, maybe possibly a fourth place type of team in the MAC, and they're hoping to maybe get into the top four. And the next couple of weeks have some real big games between some great rivals, the Unitigo-Sydney rivalry, the Sydney-BG rivalry. There's going to be some good games that will really decide who's going to make that top four spots. It looks like right now, unless Delhi completely fell apart on the boys' side, that they will certainly be in the top four. They have been a force to be reckoned with so far this year, and so far nobody has been able to figure them out, as they are 11-0. And just the storyline for Delhi continues to be interesting to me, because they're a Class D team because of the school size, and again, that's all based on school enrollment, but they've dropped from a Class C, which Unitigo is, down to a Class D. So when Unitigo goes to sectionals, they'll be playing Class C size schools. That's somebody like Sydney, and then you have to end up playing a lot of the teams from the IAC out in the Ithaca area, whereas Delhi will have much more of the smaller schools to go up against in their sectional play. But you look at some of the teams locally that are very, very good. You look at the South Courtright boys, which is just about, you know, a 10 to 15 minute trip up the road here. Such a great rivalry, but they don't get to play each other because they're not in the same league. South Courtright in the Delaware League, and of course Delhi here in the MAC. So boy, that could be a lot of fun down the road for residents of Delaware County if it's a South Courtright Delhi situation in sectionals. Of course, you're also going to run into the teams like Lawrence, who are having a great year, maybe some of the Tri-Valley teams like Gilbertsville, Mount Upton, Morris. Those are some of the great teams around that Delhi could run into down the road. Another sleeper team that you have to look out for is Southern Cayuga, who again is part of that IAC league, which is teams made up of the group out in Ithaca. You're going to have the Moravias, the Watkins Glen, but Southern Cayuga is the smaller school, and they've been to the Section 4 Class D Final Four the last few years and just haven't been able to make it any farther than that. But from what I'm told and from what I've seen, they're a very good team again. So if you're a Delhi fan, those are some of the teams you could see down the road, but certainly a long way to go before any of that happens. You have the MAC Final Four as well as the MAC Championship, which will be at Hartwick this year, and just a great storyline in terms of who's going to get there, Of course, the Delhi boys lost to Sydney in the finals last year up at Suco, so Delhi is looking to get back there, and Unitigo has been a perennial power for the last 10, 15, 20 years. It seems like they're always in the running. This year, really no different. All right, we're going to take a break here on our Chambers in O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Stop over, see Cork and the crew. They have a great special on daily rentals. Stop by. Cork told me just the other day they have new cars and vans. So if you're looking to maybe get that weekend getaway, you're going on a business trip, something like that, stop over to Chambers in O'Hara on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. They will be able to help you out. You can call them at 563-4311. Again, we're live tonight at Delaware Academy. It's the boys' MAC matchup between visiting Unitigo and Delhi here tonight. Folks, the roads are slushy. The snow came down this afternoon. We're here for you. Stay home. Stay warm. No need to go out on the roads tonight because we got you here on WCDO. All right, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in this stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at ChambersOHara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on career training and education program to income-qualified young people aged 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of the year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell tonight on WCDO as we come to you live from Delaware Academy tonight as we are getting into the starting lineups here for the Unitigo boys and the Delaware Academy Bulldogs as we get set for this boys MAC battle. As the fans are on their feet here as we get set for this Bulldogs lineup. Student section said they were going to bring it hard here tonight to try to celebrate for their guys. who are undefeated, 11-0, and ranked 7th in the state in New York State Class D in this week's ranking. Let's go through the starting lineup. First for Unitigo, a junior wearing number 1, Zach Youngs. Also a junior wearing number 10, Jared Smith. A sophomore, number 20, Dean Reed. A senior, number 22, Braden Beadle. And a senior, number 32, Derek Beams. Unitigo is coached by Cal Locke. On the other side, here for the Delaware Academy Bulldogs and head coach Warren Kelly. They will start things off with number 5, Justin Simons. He's a senior. A junior, number 10, Ben Brannigan. A junior, number 20, Max Holbert. A senior, number 22, Connor Gioffi. And a sophomore, number 24, Nate Kraft. And again, Delhi's head coach is Warren Kelly. Unitigo is in the road green uniforms with the white trim. The black trim as well says Unitigo in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Delhi is in their home white uniforms with the black, the gray, and the maroon trim. And it says Bulldogs in maroon lettering across the front of the chest there for Delhi here tonight. Unitigo will go left to right to start things off, and Delhi will go right to left. Derek Beams will jump it up here, the 6'6" center, the big man. Maybe we'll see a slam dunk out of him tonight. He will tip it up at center court here. And let's see who will come off the bench here. Looks like Nate Kraft will jump it up. So the two big guys, 6'6 and 6'4, to jump it up here tonight as both teams shake hands before we get going between Unitigo and Delhi. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO as well as WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is always brought to you by SFCU, Sydney Federal Credit Union. Beams easily wins the tip and Unitigo gets the opening possession. They will go left to right on your radio dial. Student section with chance of defense to start this one off, and now a steal for Delhi. Here's Gioffi down the floor on the left side with a bullet pass off the hands there of Ben Brannigan and out of bounds. Gioffi, of course, was the Delhi quarterback back in the fall, and you could see it there as he zipped that one, had a lot of mustard on it down the court, but through the hands of his old wide receiver, Ben Brannigan. Now a steal on the full court pressure from Delhi. Here's Nate Kraft taking it to the tin. This basket is waved off. And it looks like we're going to have a charge against Nate Kraft. Yes, it is. So a nice job there by Jared Smith to get back and plant his feet in the soil and take the charge as Kraft was going to the bucket pretty hard. So a little 2-2-1 press it looks like here from Delhi. And Unitigo breaks it this time cleanly. They get it down low. Dean Reed pull-up jumper is short, and Kraft with a big rebound and an outlet pass here. And Delhi is looking to run. They get it into the paint. Left-handed layup is off the mark and no good for Ben Brannigan. And Beams with the rebound and an outlet pass here to Smith. 7:10 to go. First quarter. We're scoreless between Unitigo and Delhi. And folks, this place is rocking so far. To the right side, here's Braden Beadle, the quick guard to the 10. And he's fouled there by Gioffi with 7:04 to go in the first quarter. And we are scoreless. So Beadle will go to the line here to shoot two for Unitigo. Again, a scoreless contest here live from Delaware Academy tonight. Thanks for joining us. You know, the road's a little slick out there. If you decided to stay home, we got you the rest of the way. Beadle's first shot is good. Rattled around, but he got it to go. So Beadle with his first point of the evening. And it gives Unitigo a 1-0 lead. Second shot is up, nothing but net there for Beadle. He's got the first 2 points of the contest. Unitigo leading Delhi 2-0. 7 minutes to go in the first quarter, live from Delaware Academy here. Beautiful new gymnasium here for the Bulldogs. Great place to see a game if you haven't seen one here this year. Up to the top of the key here as Delhi will work it around. Down low for Max Holbert. It's picked off there by Beadle as he tried to go to the top of the key. Beadle's off to the races, up and good. Coast-to-coast layup there for Braden Beadle. He's got 4 points. Unitigo leads 4-0. Here's Gioffi down the left wing as Delhi goes right to left. Kicks it out long. 3-ball there for Cody Brewster, and it goes down for Delhi. Brewster, fresh into the game, gets it to go, and it's 4-3 with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. Beadle brings it up the floor against the pressure, and they cross the timeline. Unitigo with the ball. Little pass down low, up off the glass here for Zach Youngs. He couldn't get it to go, and Delhi looking to run the other way. And here's Gioffi, gets the bucket to go. It counts, and the foul. Gioffi pretty fired up on that one as he gets the first bucket of the night for him. And Delhi takes the lead 5-4 with 6:08 to go in the first quarter, and Gioffi's going to go to the line. Boy, both teams really fired up here, feeding off the crowd. Great atmosphere here for high school basketball tonight with 6:08 to go in the first quarter, and it's 5-4 Delhi with the lead, and the second shot is up and good for Gioppi. So he has 3 points. It's Delhi 6, Unitico 4, and boys, MAC action tonight. Here's Beadle, and his pass down the floor for Dean Reed is too tall. Sails out of bounds, and possession goes back to Delhi. And so walking it up the floor will be Ben Brannigan, the 5'9" junior. Crosses half court in the big Bulldog head logo there as the Bulldogs are in the white with the maroon and gray trim. They kick it out. Brewster, another long three. Downtown, he got it. Cody Brewster's got 6 points, and Delhi leads 9-4 with 5:40 to go in the first quarter. Unitico looking to break the press once again. They get it to half court. Here's Dean Reed, just a sophomore. Gets it ahead for Beans. The pass is too tall and heads out of bounds. So that's two straight possessions where Unitico was able to break the press, but then they threw it up and over, and it was too tall for anybody on the floor. You threw it over top of Derek Beams. He's 6'6". You know that pass is too tall. 5.5 to go, first quarter. It's Delhi 9, and Unitico 4. Here's Brewster with another three, and he can't get it to go from the same spot in that right-handed corner. Now back up the floor here for Derek Beams. He passes down low for Young's. Pull-up jumper, no good. Sailed too long, and Delhi with the rebound as they bring it down the left wing. Here's Holbert to the 10. This one is no good. Hit the rim, tipped out of bounds, and it looks like possession will stay with Delhi. 5:06 to go in the first quarter. It's 9-4. Delhi on top of visiting Unitico. The Spartans jumped out to a 4-0 lead, but it's been 9 unanswered points here by Delhi, the top team in the MAC, showing their true colors here tonight. Get the ball into Holbert in the corner. Now to the top of the key, looking for Ben Brannigan. Holds on to it, back to Holbert. Passes down low for Gioppi. Off the glass, no good. Nate Kraft rips down the rebound. Left-handed layup goes up, off the mark. Sails out of bounds, and we'll go back to Unitico as it trickled over the line. 4:51 to go in the first quarter. Delhi leading Unitico 9-4. And boy, two great looks on that possession for the Bulldogs. They couldn't get it to go down. Now it looks like a 1-3-1 almost. On the full court pressure, Unitico breaks it. Here's Youngs with the left-handed layup, up and good. So Zach Youngs puts it home, cuts the lead back to 3. It's Delhi 9, Unitico 6. Gioppi down the left wing, and everybody left him wide open. Takes it right to the bucket, and Gioppi's got 5. 4.5 to go, first quarter. It's 11-6. And Unitico with the ball down the floor. Here's Dean Reed, little ball fake. Gets down low to the right block, puts it up. Partially blocked by Nate Kraft. Delhi back the other way. Here's Brannigan to the foul line. Pulls up, stops, pops, no good. Rebound right back to Brannigan. Takes it into the land of the trees, and it's blocked by Dean Reed. Out of bounds, and will stay with the Bulldogs. Nice block there by Reed, but an equally nice play by Brannigan to follow his shot. You don't see that anymore, some of the fundamentals like that, but he followed it and got the second chance opportunity. 4:05 to go, first quarter. Delhi gets the ball in. Nate Kraft wide open. Unitico lost him in traffic. Kraft puts his first bucket in on the left-handed layup, and it's 13-6. Delhi on top of Unitico. Down the floor to Derek Beams. Across for Zach Youngs, up and in. Beams with great court vision there. Finds Zach Youngs, and Youngs has 4 points, and it's Delhi 13. Unitico 8 with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Here's Brannigan down low, dumps it off for Kraft, and he puts it home. Two straight buckets for Nate Kraft, pretty much uncontested as Unitico lost him on the backside of the defense. 15-8, Delhi on top of the Spartans, and now a steal for Delhi. Holbert passes off, Gioppi up and in. Gioppi's got a quick 7 points, but now Unitico beats them down the floor. They went right up over top of the press, but they'll tip it out of bounds. It will stay with the Spartans. 17-8 is the score. Delhi on top. Let's take you back. Rewind for a second. Instead of going through the press, Unitico just threw it over the top of it and found Dean Reed on the other end. But Delhi was hustling back on defense, and Reed couldn't get the shot off in time. Then it was deflected out of play. So Delhi 17, Unitico 8. Boys MAC action tonight on CDO. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take you the rest of the way. Here's Beams to the left side. Kicks out for Beadle. Beadle back for Beams. He wants that three. Left side splash. Downtown it's good. And the 6'6" big man showing his range. Three-pointer for Derek Beams, and it's 17-11 with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Delhi going right to left on the right wing. Here's a pull-up elbow jumper for Gioppi. It's short, and Beams cleans up the mess, and he'll bring it up the floor for Unitigo. Beams into the paint, off the glass, count it, and he's going to go to the line. Beams has taken over the ball game here for Unitigo, and it's 17-13, and Beams will go to the line to try to cut it back to three. 2:38 to go, first quarter. An entertaining and high-scoring first quarter between the Spartans and the Bulldogs here at Delaware Academy. So Beams, I was just about to say before that last possession, hadn't scored yet. Now he scores five straight points, a three-pointer, and then a coast-to-coast take for a layup. And he's going to the foul line for the old-fashioned three-point play. This one is up and good for Beams. He's got six, and it's Delhi 17, Unitigo 14, with 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bulldogs with the ball to the right side. This one just sliced out of bounds as Zach Young's got his fingertips on it. As Delhi tried to pass into the corner there, looking for Connor Akins, who's just a freshman playing on the varsity here for head coach Warren Kelly. Delhi with the ball. They're in the white uniforms with the gray and the maroon trim. Unitigo's in the green with the white trim. Delhi with the ball. 20 on the shot clock. They try to go backdoor. It hit off the leg there of Jared Smith before ricocheting out of bounds, and it will stay with the Bulldogs with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Student section very active here tonight. Hope you can hear it at home as they have been very rowdy supporting the Bulldogs here in the first quarter. Here's Gioffi. Gets it in. Passes back out. Three ball there for Cody Brewster. Knocks it down. He's got 9 points on 3 three-pointers for Delhi in the first quarter. 2:05 to go here in this first frame. It's 20-14. Delhi on top of Unitigo. We got a barn burner, folks. And now another steal by Delhi, but again, just rolled out of bounds. Beams tossed it to the other side of the court. Smith couldn't get there. It looked like Delhi was going to take off with Brannigan, but he couldn't get to the ball before it rolled over the out-of-bounds line. So Smith will inbound the ball to Beams. And what a luxury to have a 6'6" guy who can handle the ball if you're Unitigo. 1:50 to go, first quarter. 20-14 is the score. And here is Beams at the top of the key. Beams getting worked on by Brewster. Beams takes it inside. Tried a little kiss off the glass. No good. Comes down for Smith. He goes up, and that's rejected. And now a steal on Unitigo as Zach Youngs was hustling for the rebound. That'll be his first foul. Here's the team foul situation. Delhi, the home team, with three. That's the first foul of the night on Unitigo. So 1:39 to go in this first quarter. Actually going to be the second team foul. My apologies on Unitigo. The first of the evening there on Youngs. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. Delhi leading by six, 20-14. Here's Gioffi, right wing with the ball. Goes to the bucket, and he's fouled. Got into the paint. Squeezed in between a double team and forced it up and got fouled. He'll go to the line. Gioffi with a game-high 7 points. Excuse me, a team-high 7 points. We'll head to the line here. Gioffi at the line, ready to shoot two. First shot for Gioffi is up and in. He's got eight. So 1:26 to go, first quarter. This is a Delhi team that is explosive, can get out and run. And we've seen that all here in the first quarter, and some great shooting as well by Cody Brewster. They cannot leave him alone outside the three-point arc. Second shot for Gioffi, up and good. So he's got nine. 1:25 to go in the first quarter. It's Delhi 22, Unitigo 14. Here's Jared Smith down the right side. He finds Zach Carey. Carey down low for Beams. Kept it up high, and Beams gets fouled after catching the pass and bringing it down. Got hacked on the arm. 1:14 to go in the first quarter. It's 22-14. Unitigo trailing on the road here in boys' MAC action. Smith looking to get the ball in here for Unitigo. Pops it up top for Cooper Thayer. Thayer has his pocket picked, though, and Delhi is off to the races, back the other way. A good steal by Brannigan. Gets it in for Gioffi. Stops, pulls up, jumper in the paint. Off the mark, ball is loose, and the Bulldogs are scrappy and come away with it. And to the right side for Brannigan, as they'll have a fresh 35 to work with as time dwindles down here in the first quarter. 50 seconds left. It's 22-14. Delhi with a jumper left side. This one is off the mark for Justin Simons. And off the rebound, they'll say it deflected off of Unitigo and will stay with Delhi. So 45 seconds to go, first quarter. It's Delhi leading Unitigo 22-14 here tonight at Delaware Academy in front of a packed house. They get it in for Gioffi. Left him wide open at the right block, and he put it home. Gioffi's into double figures. He has 11 points. It's 24-14. 35 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Smith will bring it down the floor for Unitigo to the right side, all the way to the bucket, coast to coast. Can't get it to go, though. Delhi with the rebound. Here's Brannigan again looking to run. Finds Gioffi. Little reverse layup, up and in. Gioffi's got 13, and he's off to a great start tonight. It's 26-14. Delhi on top of Unitigo. Ahead now. Into the paint, up off the glass, and good for Zach Youngs, and he has 6 points. Back to a 10-point game. Down the floor, here's Brewster. Got it! Cody Brewster has 4 3-pointers and 12 points, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. Delhi comes out absolutely on fire. They lead Unitigo 29-16 with one quarter in the books. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks, as we start the second quarter live from Delaware Academy Boys MAC action tonight. 29-16, Delhi on fire to start this one. As it's Cody Brewster with 12 points, Connor Gioffi with 13, and wow, folks, I have never seen this before, as the ball was up on the rim and actually stayed there for about 4 seconds before coming down and finally stays in play. They pass down low. Rich Kraft, this one up off the mark, no good, gets his own rebound. Kraft again, can't get it to go, and we'll have a foul. And this one will be on Delhi, as Connor Akins is called for the push. Folks, the ball literally went up on the rim, went to the back where the rim connects to the glass, and the ball sat on the rim and did not come down, didn't go in the basket, didn't do anything besides sit there for about 4 seconds. Looked like it was just going to stay, and then the momentum knocked it off. I have never seen that. That was pretty cool. 29-16 the score. Unitigo with the ball going left to right. Here's a dribble drive for Braden Beadle. Can't get it to go. Delhi with the rebound. Down the floor, here is Quinn McKeegan, who's checked into the game now for the Bulldogs. 6:55 to go before the halftime break. To the top of the key here for McKeegan. McKeegan down low for Rich Kraft. It's blocked out of there by Dean Reed. Rebound is good as he puts it up, and he's fouled. So Rich Kraft back to the line here to try to complete the three-point play. It's 31-16 now. Rich Kraft, such a big part of that offense and defensive line this fall on the football team for Delhi, along with his brother Nate. Just two big bodies on the line. And they bring it to the basketball floor as well. Second shot coming for Kraft is no good. Excuse me, the three-point play, I should say, is no good. So Delhi leads 31-16 over Unitigo with 6:40 to go before the halftime break. Here's Beadle looking to run the offense. Delhi sitting in the man-to-man. Got a couple of reserves in there at the moment, giving the starters a rest. Down low for Dean Reed, and he will travel on the turnaround opportunity. 6.5 to go, second quarter. It's 31-16. This Delhi team is 11-0, ranked 7th in this week's New York State Class D rankings. They are the highest-ranked team in the state in terms of Section 4 Class D boys teams. South Courtright came in at 12, and Morris came in at 20. There was a slew of teams in the honorable mention, but Delhi is far and away the top team in Class D in terms of Section 4 teams. In terms of the rankings, everybody has their own opinion, I understand that one. 6:10 to go in the second quarter. Unitigo now back the other way, but it's another steal by Delhi. And here's Ben Brannigan down the floor. Brannigan to the left side. Puts on the brakes as he sets up the offense. Unitigo sits in the 2-3 zone. 6 minutes left, second quarter. And now it looks like we'll have a timeout taken by Delaware Academy head coach Warren Kelly. So it's 31-16, Delhi on top of Unitigo. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area. Local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. 5.5 to go here in this second quarter. It's 34-16. As right as Delhi came out of that timeout, right before we came back on, they just inbounded the ball quickly there to guess who? Cody Brewster put it up and got it to go. Three ball from the right corner. So that's 5 3-pointers there for Brewster with 5.5 to go here in the second quarter. Back the other way, Braden Beadle now is at the foul line as we catch up here, and the first shot won't go. So Beadle with the second chance here at the charity stripe. This one goes down. So Beadle now with 5 points, and he's somebody that's going to have to get going. Delhi with the ball going right to left. They bring it down the floor. To the right side and out to the left side for Gioffi. Gioffi skips it across the top of the zone. Now down low for Nate Kraft. Good little turnaround move. Passes off for Brewster off his foot. And the ball rolls out of bounds. So 5:13 to go in the second quarter. It's 34-17. Unitigo will inbound the ball and they get it to Smith. Smith cross court for Beams. Beams now will cross the timeline and the big Delhi logo at half court. Has his pocket picked by Gioffi. Gioffi's free and clear for a layup and he gets it to go. Gioffi now has 15, so you have Gioffi and Brewster both with 15 points. It's 36-17. 4:55 to go in the second quarter. Smith up the floor, across pass for Cooper Thayer. Thayer back for Smith, pulls in, stops, pops. His jumper is short. Brewster with a rebound, but a steal right back by Unitigo. Here's Beams, passes off for Dean Reed. His layup is off the mark, no good. Tipped out of bounds, and it will stay with Unitigo. So the Spartans will inbound the ball underneath their own basket with Derek Beams. Beams with the inbound pass to Smith. Gets it down low. Lost it. Ball is loose, but Cooper Thayer is there for Unitigo to pick it up as they go left to right. Get it back to Beams. He's down low in the paint. Kick out right corner. Three for Smith. No good. And picked off by Delhi on the rebound. They'll bring it down the floor. They find Brewster. A pull-up two-pointer rattles out. And looks like Beams will be fouled as he goes up as Kraft went up and over the back as Beams had good box-out position on him. 4:15 to go, second quarter. It's 36-17. Delhi on top of Unitigo and boys MAC action tonight here on WCDO. And so this is going to be the seventh team foul on Delhi, the over-the-back call on Nate Kraft. That's going to be his third. So it puts Unitigo and Beams in the one-and-one situation. So Delhi with 17 fouls and Unitigo with 4. So maybe this is something that the Spartans can take advantage of. Beams' first shot is up and good. So Beams has 7 points now. Second shot coming here for the 6'6 senior. Just amazing the transformation in his game. He was good last year, but way better this year as the second shot goes down for Beams. You know, last year he was a good big guy and could take advantage of it, but I know he worked very hard in the offseason, went to a lot of big man camps, and you can just see the difference this year in his hard work. 36-19 is the score. Delhi with the ball, a pass down low for Rich Kraft, and he goes up for the wide-open backdoor. Layup puts it home. It's 38-19. And here is Beams back the other way. Goes up for the layup and is fouled, and we'll go right back to the charity stripe. With 3:55 to go in the second quarter, it's Delhi 38, Unitigo 19. Beams is doing everything he can to try to pull Unitigo back into this contest. So two shots coming here, I believe, for Beams. First shot is up and good. Wasn't sure if they were going to say that he was in the act of shooting or not, but they got him right there. So second shot coming out for Beams as it's Delhi 38, Unitigo 20. And the second shot is off the back rim, but Smith with a rebound. Goes right up. His jumper dies on the back rim. Beams can't find the loose basketball on the rebound. And Delhi picks it up, and they'll go right to left. They have it on the left wing. Down low for Rich Kraft, and he's fouled and will go to the line. As Dean Reed got a piece of him. And Kraft will get to shoot two with 3:42 to go before the halftime break. Stay tuned during halftime. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Get you the scoring summary from the first half, break down the stats, as well as get you some scores from out of town. So Rich Kraft to the line. First shot is up and in. So the 6'3" senior, Rich Kraft, wearing number 50, puts it home. He has 5 points after subbing into the game at the start of the second quarter. So Kraft to the line for his second shot. Takes a deep breath, takes his time. Second shot is up, dies on the front rim, no good, and Jared Smith with a rebound, and down the right side he comes. Smith trying to go coast to coast, and he puts it home. Nice job there by Jared Smith. Actually, his first bucket of the night. It's 39-22. Delhi on top, back the other way. Gioffi pull-up jumper left side off the mark. Won't go down, and now a foul. And this is going to be a foul on Rich Kraft, as, boy, it's been a battle down low for the rebounds. This will be the ninth team foul, the first on Rich Kraft. And this will send Dean Reed to the line for Unitigo. Reed is still looking for his first points of the night, and he's somebody we know can get into double figures pretty easily with the skills he has. And he'll have to come alive to help Unitigo get back in with 3:27 to go in the second quarter. First shot for Reed, up and in. So Dean Reed, his first points of the evening. Had a very nice game a few weeks ago right before Christmas against Oxford. Scored in double figures and was a big part of Unitigo's 57-40 win that night over the Blackhawks. A game right here on CDO. Second shot for Reed is good. So Dean Reed with 2 points. And it's Delhi 39, Unitigo 24 with 3:20 to go in the second quarter. Here's Brewster. Oh, my goodness. Downtown, he nails it. He's got 18 on 6 3-pointers here in the first half. He is unconscious from downtown. 42-24 now the score. Down low for Reed. He got it. So Reed now has 4 points. Good transition game for Unitigo. They streaked right down the right side. Gave it to Reed, who was wide open down low. He put it home. So here's Delhi going right to left. Gioffi outside the three-point line. Looking for the dribble drive. Passes out. Now for Ben Brannigan. His three ball in. Ben Brannigan, his first points of the night. And it's Delhi 45, Unitigo 26 with 2:40 to go second quarter. Here's Cooper Thayer up the right side. He lost it. And Gioffi again ahead for Delhi as they have their foot on the gas. But good steal right back by Thayer. Thayer came right around behind Gioffi, took it back. Unitigo in transition ahead for Reed, and he puts it home. 6 straight points for Dean Reed. And it's Delhi 45, Unitigo 28. Delhi will take a timeout. 2:20 to go before halftime again. Delhi 45, Unitigo 28. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris have delicious lunch specials that can't be beat. Every Monday through Saturday from 11 till 4, get any large cold hero and small soda for just $6, or 2 slices of cheese pizza and small soda for only $4. And every Tuesday, enjoy Roma's spaghetti and meatball dinner for two, now for just $10.95. At Roma's, you'll always get incredible food at great prices. Be sure to check out their full menu at romapizza.biz. Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris. Delivery always available. Open 7 days a week.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this basketball season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:20 to go before halftime. We're live here tonight from Delaware Academy. It's 45-28. Delhi boys have been on fire here tonight against Unitego, but they'll turn it over on their first possession here after the timeout as Connor Gioffi is called for the travel at the top of the key. 6 3-pointers and 18 points for Cody Brewster here in the first half for Delhi, and Connor Gioffi with 15. So those two have just been firing on all cylinders here for the Bulldogs. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. And into the left side corner here for Zach Young as Unitego takes some time off the clock here. Running a good offensive possession. Ball is ricocheted out of bounds. There's some good defense by Delhi. Nice job there by Justin Simons. Got a piece of it before Unitego could get it down low to Dean Reed. 1:52 to go in the second quarter. Unitego gets it in. They find Jared Smith. Thought about a three. Thought better of it. Pulls it down. They go down low for Zach Youngs. He lost it. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it on the floor. And we'll have a call. This one will be against Dean Reed as he went into the big pile up there for the ball. And they will call a reach-in foul on Unitego. That's the sixth team fouled against Unitego. 9 against Delhi with 1:43 to go in the second quarter. It is Delhi 45 and Unitego 28. And so Brannigan will bring the ball up the floor here for Delhi. Passes it off for Gioffi. Gioffi to the 10. He got it. And the foul. Gioffi with 17. He faked a pass, went into the lane, went up for the left-handed layup, and got it to go, and he'll look to complete the three-point play. Huge play there for Gioffi with a minute and a half to go. As 47 points up on the board here for Delhi, they're looking to make it 48. Absolutely unbelievable. On the other side, Beams has 9, and Dean Reed has 6, and Beadle has 5 for Unitego. We'll get you up to date on all the scores at our halftime break. Gioffi can't get the foul shot to go, so he'll stay at 17. As Unitego walks it up the floor here, they trail 47-28 with 1:25 to go left in this second quarter. Here's Beams outside the three-point line on the right wing. Triple threat position. Passes off for Braden Beadle. The lefty shoots from downtown. It's off the mark. And Brewster with the rebound. Passes ahead for Hulbert. Hulbert to Gioffi. He fires one ahead, slings one over there for Brannigan, up and in. Brannigan puts it home, and he has 5 points. And it's 49-28. Smith now takes it to the 10, and that one is up and good for Jared Smith. Right to the bucket, got it to go. It's 49-30 now. Delhi on top of Unitego. 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's Gioffi. Passes off for Hulbert. Hulbert down low and streaking there to the basket was Ben Brannigan again, and he's fouled before he could get the shot off. They will say Brannigan's going to go to the line here. 40 seconds to go in this second quarter. It's 49-30. Delhi on top of Unitego. First shot is up and good there for Brannigan. He has 6. It's a 50-30 game now, with 40 seconds to go before the halftime break. Second shot is up and good. Brannigan has 7. And so 40 seconds to go before the halftime break. It's 51-30. Delhi with an excellent chance here, and Unitego is going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll step away as well. 51-30 is the score. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. 40 seconds to go before the halftime break. They've made a quick adjustment to the scoreboard here. It's Delhi 52 and Unitego 30. So the referees went over, had a little conference at the scorers table, and made sure everything was up to date there, and they got it fixed. So it's 52 to 30. And so Smith will bring it up the floor for Unitego, going left to right with 30 seconds to go before the half, and it's a steal, and Holbert will go to the tin and in. Holbert gets it to go down. And Max Holbert with his first bucket of the night, so he has 2 points. 54 to 30 is the score. 15 seconds to go before halftime. Here's Smith standing at half court. He's going to play for the final shot with 10 seconds to go here before halftime. Beadle and Smith, a little give and go. Back to Smith. Now to Beadle on the left side. Down to four. Deep three for Smith off the mark. And there'll be just about 1 second left, so Delhi will inbound the ball. And that's going to do it for the first half. 54 points for Delhi in the first half. They lead 54 to 30 at the halftime break. And that will do it as the official buzzer goes off again. The score at halftime in this boys' MAC contest, Delhi 54 and Unitego 30. I'm Nate Lawlin. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
You get up, you go out. And then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Arabido. Energy for every part of life.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on career training and education program to income-qualified young people aged 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of the year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
We're number one. We're number one. We're number one.
Thank you. Thank you. We were going to use this time to shamelessly promote all of the awards the Penny Savers won recently, like first place, general excellence in New York State, second place, general excellence nationally, plus 14 more. And that's just for our Norwich and Sydney editions. But in all honesty, we wouldn't have won any of these awards over the years were it not for this. Our dedicated employees, thousands of advertisers who've placed their trust in us, and the 75,000 plus loyal households who welcome the Penny Saver into their homes and online. For that, we should be applauding you. Thank you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO as we come to you live from Delaware Academy. It's halftime, folks, 53-30. They did another little score adjustment over at the scorer's table. I think they got that all squared away now. But again, our halftime score in boys MAC action here tonight from Delaware Academy. Delhi leading Unitego 53-30 at the break. I want to welcome you into our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored by Mirabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Let's go through the scoring summary. First, for the visiting Unitego Spartans, they are led by 9 points from Derek Beams, 6 points for Dean Reed, 5 for Braden Beadle, 6 for Zach Youngs, and 4 for Jared Smith. On the other side for Delaware Academy, Cody Brewster, 18 points. Get this, folks, 6 three-pointers. 18 points, 6 three-pointers. He could not miss in the first half, that's for sure. He was absolutely unbelievable. Connor Gioppi with 17, slashing and dashing. Got his points from everywhere. Got them from the line, in the paint, from downtown. Gioppi with 17. Ben Brannigan with 7. Nate Kraft with 4, Rich Kraft with 5, and Max Hulbert with 2 here for Delaware Academy. So, boy, I've seen Delhi a couple of times this year, but they just continue to impress me with they rebound and go, rebound and go. And they love to use those quick guards, get into transition, and get those quick shots. So it's a nice combo for Delhi of size down low with the Kraft brothers, and then all the guards who are just hungry to get out and run with the ball. I didn't think that Unitego played particularly poorly, just didn't shoot the ball as well as we normally see them shoot. And once they got in a little bit of a hole, it was tough because they would claw out. They got down 6, they'd get it back to 2. They'd get down 6, they'd get it back to 2. And then Brewster went on that little run where he nailed 3 threes pretty much right in a row, and that started to open up the floodgates a little bit there for Delhi to start the second quarter. So certainly tough when you're playing a team that's as talented as Delhi, and they're having a great, great shooting night. I've seen Delhi a couple of times. They have not shot the ball this well. It's just one of those nights where everything is going in for them. I mean, Cody Brewster is shot from a variety of places on the floor. One had to be from NBA range. I mean, he was way downtown, and they are just all going in, and that's the kind of night it is for Delhi. But it shows why they're a team that's 11-0 and ranked 7th in the state in New York State Class D in this week's ranking. So again, that's our scoring summary. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get you some out-of-town scores coming up. I'm Nate Lowell on our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report here on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you. Athelis Therapeutic Riding of Otego is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. Located on County Highway 5 between Otego and Gilbertsville, Athelis Therapeutic Riding offers various equine-assisted activities to individuals with physical, mental, and emotional challenges in a caring, relaxed atmosphere. The goal at Athelis is to improve quality of life through activities with horses. The friendly staff at Athelis wishes all the best to student-athletes from Franklin, Unitego, and GMU. Find more information by calling 783-2321 or online at athelistherapeuticriding.org. Sponsored by Stacy M. Frazier, your real estate professional in the Tri-Town area.
If you're looking to buy a pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Looking to cover yourself when you make that big purchase? Cork and his experienced staff are now offering a wide variety of different warranties to make you feel more comfortable out on the road. With options like wheel and tire, mechanical, fabric and paint protection, and dent and ding protection, you can drive with confidence no matter where you go. Have a flat? Your warranty can cover that. Get bumped in the parking lot? Let dent and ding take care of it. It's pretty simple. Think you're going to have to pay a ton extra for it? Not at Chambers and O'Hara. Right now, when you buy a vehicle from us, we throw in a tire and wheel warranty for free. That's the Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center difference. Visit online at chambersohara.com before you stop by or call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, home of the no-nonsense warranty.
Your
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting Award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here on our Morabito Energy Wrap Products Halftime Report. Just wanted to get you some out-of-town scores before we get set for the second half. The Sydney boys taking down Afton tonight, 57-32, that game over in Sydney. And Afton only had six guys dressed tonight, so certainly tough to play with a team like Sydney that's deep with the guards. They kept it close early, but Sydney pulls away for a 57-32 win. Next time we'll see Sydney will be Thursday right here on CDO at home when they match up against this very Delhi Bulldogs boys team. Had a couple of other scores to report here tonight. The Unadilla Valley girls defeat Hancock 41-39 tonight in the MAC. And the same two teams on the boys' side, UV is leading Hancock 28-22 at the halftime break. I had one Delaware League score to report. Stamford and Davenport are duking it out tonight. Not far from here over in Davenport. They're tied 37-37. At the end of the third quarter there. So that's certainly a great one as well. We're getting some halftime entertainment here from the Delhi Bulldogs mascot. And the student section is having a great, great time here tonight supporting their boys' team. We'll take one last quick break. We'll come back with the start of the second half. It's 53-30, Delhi on top of Unitigo. I'm Nate Lull for CDO Sports.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all of your financial needs. Visit any one of our offices and join our internet banking services at dnbd.net and use our mobile banking app by searching DNB Mobile Banking in your app store. DNBD, a proud supporter of local high school sports. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Unitigo will get the ball to start the second half, going right to left, and a pass from Derek Beams down low to Dean Reed is up and in. So a good way to start the second half there for the Unitigo Spartans, and it's 53-32. Delhi with the ball now. They switch for the second half. They go left to right. They're in the home white uniforms with the maroon and the gray trim. Unitigo is in the dark green with the white trim, says Spartans across the front of the uniform there. And now a steal by the green and the black and white here, and Braden Beadle. Beadle to half court. Lost it, though, as Gioffi was right there to strip it. Passes ahead, and Delhi will score. No, it rattles out. Justin Simons looked like he was going to put one home but missed the layup. Unitigo back the other way. They find down low Zach Young up and in, and he's fouled. So Unitigo coming out of the dressing room with some fire as they score the first 4 points of the third quarter, and now looking for the old-fashioned three-point play with Zach Youngs. He has 8 points. He'll go to the line, and Warren Kelly wants to call a timeout for the Bulldogs. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 53-34 is the score. Delhi on top of Unitigo. I'm Nate Lull on CDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jess F. Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Zach Youngs is in to try to complete the three-point play after the timeout. Foul shot is up and rattles out. Dean Reed with the rebound, but we'll have a jump ball as Gioffi got his hands in there, and the arrow gives it back to the Bulldogs. 7:09 to go, third quarter. It's 53-34. Delhi on top of visiting Unitigo and boys MAC action here tonight. Delhi with the ball, and Ben Brannigan brings it down the floor, finds Hulbert, tries to find Giappi right through his hands, and Dean Reed is there to pick it off. Unitigo with the ball. They cross the big Bulldog logo at half court. They find Smith. He dribbles in front of the Unitigo bench. Reverses for Beadle on the left side. Beadle, crossover move, gets into the paint. Left-handed layup off the mark. But Smith is there, pulls down the rebound. His layup is no good. And Delhi finally finds the loose ball this time and pushes ahead. Here's Gioffi, left side. Thought about a three. Didn't pull the trigger and brings it down. Now kicks out for Simons. His three from downtown is off the mark. And Smith pulls down the basketball. Long home run pass ahead, but it's too far in front of everybody. Beadle couldn't get to it in time. Sails over the head there of Beadle and out of bounds. So right back to Delhi. Tough pass to make as he tried to go on the full court, but the quarterback for Unitigo looking to make it happen, but it couldn't happen that time. 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Gioffi now with the ball. Finds Brannigan on the right side. Closely guarded here by Zach Youngs. Gets a pick, goes around. Jumper is no good. And Beams with the rebound for Unitigo. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's 53-34. Delhi on top of visiting Unitigo. Spartans going right to left. Here's Smith in the left corner. Drives the baseline in the paint. Kicks off for Youngs. And he makes the basket and he's fouled. Zach Youngs now with 10 points. And once again, he finds himself going to the charity stripe. Here's the team foul situation. That's going to be the second team foul on Delhi, and none on Unitigo here early in the third quarter. Delhi got in foul trouble to start the contest early on with Nate Kraft picking up his third pretty early. Unitigo, though, couldn't take advantage by getting to the line very often. Youngs will miss the foul shot here, and Delhi back the other way, quickly running ahead for Simons, and his layup is off the mark. Unitigo with another chance as they rebound with Youngs. They bring it down the floor here with Smith. 53-36 to score. Delhi on top of the Spartans, and Smith again tries to toss down low for Beams. His pass isn't there, and back the other way comes Delhi. Gioffi tries to go to the bucket, and he's fouled by Beadle. So Gioffi with 17 in the first half. He'll go to the line to shoot two with 5.5 to go third quarter. It's 53-36. Thanks for joining us tonight as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Just a reminder out there, folks, our web stream works on the Droid phone if you're trying to listen on the phone as well as any computer, but will not work with Apple products if you're trying to listen on the iPad or the iPhone. Just we'll get there eventually. We'll update into the 21st century, but not there yet. So make sure you listen on the computer or a Droid. First shot is good for Gioffi. He puts it home. He's got 18. Second shot coming here for the senior guard. Nothing but net there for Gioffi, the leader of this squad. He's got 19. That's a game high, and it's 55-36. Delhi on top of Unitigo. They put up 53 in the first half, but the pace has certainly slowed down here a little bit. Here's Smith to the right side. Smith up towards half court now, barking out some signals, setting up the offense here as Delhi is still in the man-to-man. Here's Beams. Beams back to Smith, 15 on the shot clock. Smith looking to drive to the left side, closely guarded here by Nate Kraft. Now 10 on the shot clock for Beadle. Beadle's got a little mismatch here on the sides as Brannigan is on him. Beadle now with 5, gets it to Dean Reed. Pull-up jumper, can't get the shooter's touch. Ball is loose, wrestling and scrambling. Smith comes away and puts in the rebound. Smith now with 6 points as he just took it away there from Gioffi down low and put it home. Delhi 55, Unitigo 38. Spartans trying to crawl back into this one. Gioffi on the right side as Delhi goes left to right. They find Max Hulbert. Hulbert for Gioffi, gets into the paint, tries a pull-up jumper, instead passes off, and the shot there by Brannigan is short and will have a foul on the rebound opportunity. Looks like this is going to be on Dean Reed, and so Brannigan draws the foul there as he was hustling for that rebound. 4:28 to go, third quarter, 55-38 to score. As Delhi will now inbound underneath the basket with Cody Brewster, who had 6 three-pointers in the first half and 18 points. Could not miss from downtown. It's going to be the 4th foul on Dean Reed, so he's shaking his head as he heads to the bench. Frustrating night for Reed. As you can see, he wants to get back into that game, but we'll have to sit for a little while for head coach Cal Locke. Here's Brewster off the inbounds pass. Finally misses a three here, but Gioffi cleans up the loose change. Passes down low for Nate Kraft, and he's blocked, but he's fouled by Beams. Boy, that one looked awful clean there as Beams slid over to make the block, but the Zebra crew disagrees. 4:18 to go in the third. and Nate Kraft will head to the line. Kraft only with 4 points tonight, but as I said, he was in foul trouble and had to sit for a lot of the second. 4 points to look to add to his total here. 55-38 the score. So Kraft steps to the line. Scary to think he's only a sophomore and still growing. First one is up and rattles off. Therefore, Kraft. Just a little short there. Didn't have enough mustard on it. Second shot coming here for Kraft for the Delhi Bulldogs. Undefeated in MAC play. As well as overall. 11-0 overall and 7-0 in the MAC. Second shot is off the mark there for Kraft. And Beams skies for the rebound and he'll bring it up the floor himself. Beams into the offensive set. Passes off for Cooper Thayer. Thayer to the top of the key here for Smith. Delhi still in the man-to-man to the right side. Little give and go back to Beams off the glass. The kiss is good, and Beams is into double figures. He's got 11. It's 55-40, and now another timeout here for Delhi. They've only scored 2 points so far in this third quarter after being absolutely on fire earlier in the contest. So Delhi wants to talk it over. 3:57 to go in this third quarter. 55-40 is the score. Delhi on top of Unitika. We'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sidney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sidney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 3:55 to go, third quarter. It's 55 to 40. That's the score. Gioffi with the ball at the top of the key. Delhi on top of visiting Unitico here in boys MAC action. They get it into the paint. Here's Brewster, a pull-up jumper. No good. Died on the front rim. Gioffi cleans it up and puts it home. Gioffi's got 21. And Delhi with a 17-point lead, 57-40, with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Here's Smith to the right side, top of the key, finds Cooper Thayer. Thayer now with the ball, closely guarded here by Max Hulbert. Good defense, and Hulbert's going to come away with a steal. Ahead to Gioffi, the right side, little stutter step, up and in. Gioffi's got 23 with 3:10 to go in the third quarter, and Delhi came out of that timeout. And they are looking a lot better than they did as they'd only scored 2 points in the quarter up to that point. And now another steal as Beams has his pocket picked down the left side for Gioffi. Sets up the offense for Brannigan. Down low for Kraft. It was just tipped and ricocheted out of bounds off the hands of Derek Beams. 2:53 to go in the third quarter. It's 59-40. Glad to have you along tonight on CDO. We know it's kind of snowy and breezy out there tonight. Watch the roads. If you were able to stay home and stay warm, we're glad to have you along. Inbounds pass to Gioffi, and he's fouled by Braden Beatles. He tried to go up for the right-handed layup, and Gioffi will go to the line to shoot two. Here's the team foul situation. 4 on Unitigo in the second half, 2 on Delhi. That's the 4th foul on Braden Beatle, so he's going to have to sit, and it looks like Zach Carey will come in to replace him. Gioffi to the line. His first shot rattles out. And so Gioffi claps his hands together, wants that one back, but he'll have a second opportunity here in just a second. So Zach Carey steps in, local soccer standout here, had a nice season for the Spartans in the fall. Trying to help out the basketball team here on the hardwood as he checks in for Beadle. Second shot is good for Gioffi, and he's got 24. 2:45 to go, third quarter, 60-40 is the score. Delhi on top of visiting Unitigo boys MAC action here tonight. Here's Cooper Thayer, and he is fouled by Brannigan as Thayer was at the top of the key. And that has been the signature for Delhi tonight on defense, just in your face. That time a little too much. So Unitigo will inbound with Smith underneath the basket at the left block. Spartans in the green road uniforms tonight with the white and the gray trim. Says Unitigo in white lettering across the front of the uniform as they get it in. And Thayer, as he tries to go to the tin, will travel. So Unitego looked like they were starting to chip away at this lead, but Delhi, thanks to Gioppi, has pushed the lead back up to 20. Gioppi outside the three-point line now, holds on to it, passes back off for Brannigan. 2-3 zone for Unitego. They skip across the top of the zone for Brewster, down low to the right block for Kraft. Turnaround little hook shot is good. Nate Kraft with 6 points. 62-40 is the score. Thayer brings it down the right side, and just as he gets to the scorer's table, he is pushed out of bounds, so we'll have a foul this time against Delhi, and that one will be against Ben Brannigan. So four team fouls on Delhi and four against Unitego. And so Smith will inbounds in front of the scorer's table, right in front of the possession arrow, and he finds Beams in front of the Unitego bench on the right side. Beams dribbles out of a double team, gets into the paint, takes it to the basket, and a charge is taken here by Nate Kraft. Good job once again, planted his feet in the soil and absorbed the contact, sacrificed the body, and that's going to be the second foul on Derek Beams. 2 minutes to go here, third quarter, live from Delaware Academy tonight. Delhi leading Unitego in boys' MAC action, 62-40. They find Brannigan back out for Gioppi, barks out some signals, finds Cody Brewster, three ball off the back rim. And after making six in the first half, he hasn't made any in the second. Here's Cooper Thayer on the break. His layup is no good, and another rebound for Delhi. Down the right side, Brannigan. Nice bounce pass for Kraft. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled. Kraft will go to the line with 1:38 to go in the third quarter. A lot of the other games around the MAC are starting to wrap up here tonight. This one, a little bit of a late start after a good JV contest. Kind of a longer warm-up period, too, so we are still in the third quarter. Kraft, the first shot is up and good for Nate Kraft, so he's got seven. 63-40 is the score. 1:38 to go in this third quarter. Second shot coming for Kraft. Takes his time, takes a deep breath, and the big man, the sophomore, puts it in. He's got eight. So Beams will inbound to Smith, and he'll walk it up the floor. 64-40 is the score. Delhi on top of visiting Unitego. Smith finds Beams at the left elbow. Beams with his back to the basket, hands it off there for Zach Carey. Pull-up jumper, swish from the foul line for Zach Carey. His first bucket of the night off the bench. 64-42 with 1:15 to go in this third quarter. Carey is just a sophomore, seeing some good minutes here in this third frame today. Brannigan, step in three. This one is short. Not enough mustard on that one again. Rebound comes to Kraft, and he's fouled as he goes up. Good battle tonight between Beams and Kraft. Now they're actually going to say that this foul was on Kraft for a push-off against Beams. So the fourth foul on Nate Kraft is going to send him to the bench. Kraft does not agree with that call. And head coach Warren Kelly having a quick word with him as he heads to the bench. Frustrating night there for Kraft as he was just starting to get his mojo going a little bit, but it was a good box out there by Beams, and he had the position before Kraft pushed him. 56 seconds to go in the third quarter. Unitego brings it up the floor. We'll have a trap at half court. Ball was on the floor. Jump ball is going to keep it here with Unitego. And so Smith will inbound at half court on the left side. Passes in, and Smith now will get it at the foul line. Gets to the bucket, and this one just off the rim, no good. He tried to bounce it off the glass, and it wouldn't go. Here's Cooper Thayer as he picks up the rebound on the left side. Tries to find Smith, but it's intercepted here by Brewster. Breakaway layup for Brewster. Thayer, with good hustle back, got a piece of his arm and tried to block it, but instead takes the foul, and Brewster will go to the line. So Cody Brewster, the senior, wearing number 33, with 18 points here tonight on 6 3-pointers, so we'll head to the charity stripe with 39 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's 64-42. So Brewster to the line. Can't get that one to go. Folks, he could not miss in the first half. Anything that was behind the arc was going to go down for Cody Brewster and has not been able to hit here so far in this third quarter. Second shot coming. Gioppi with 24 and Brewster with 18 to lead the way for Delhi. Second one is no good, and Beams into the land of the skyscrapers rips down the rebound. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. It's 64-42. Unitego looking for a bucket here deep in this third quarter as they go right to left. Top of the key and out to the left side for Cooper Thayer. Thayer at the left block, and he's fouled as he goes up. So here's the team foul situation. 7 on Unitigo. And this will be the 6th team foul on Delhi. So we could see a lot of foul shots coming up here in this fourth quarter with 24 seconds to go here in the third. So Thayer to the line. First shot is up off the back rim and no good for Cooper Thayer. Thayer, another sophomore, standing 5'10", wearing number 4. So that's 3 sophomores in Dean Reed, Cooper Thayer, and Zach Carey that head coach Cal Locke has brought up this season. Second shot for Thayer is no good off the front rim. He's frustrated. Ball rolls out of bounds, but will go to the Bulldogs. You know what, though? These are good minutes for these sophomores to get this great varsity experience. And they're going to say it was a foul on Unitigo on Beams on the box out on the other end. So we'll walk down the floor and we'll have some foul shots here for Cody Brewster on the other end for Delhi. Could be a long night here if this is the way it's going to go. So Brewster to the line. First one is no good. And so Beams with another rebound with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. He'll bring it down. Here's Zach Carey. Carey for Beams. Little pass down low for Youngs. Can't get it to go. Beams is there to clean up the mess, though. And Beams has 13. So now Delhi will walk it up the floor. 5 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here is Max Hulbert. Dumps one off. Can they get a shot off before the buzzer? They will there with Quinn McKeegan, but it won't go down. 64-44 the score. Delhi on top of Unitigo after 3. I'm Nate Lull. Fourth quarter coming up. We'll be right back on CDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. Visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter live from Delaware Academy, 64-44. Delhi on top of Unitigo here in Boys Mac action tonight. I'm Nate Lull here on CDO. We'll take you the rest of the way. As Delhi will start the fourth quarter going left to right in the home white uniforms with the ball. Maroon trim here says Bulldogs in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform. So Delhi with the ball at the top of the key. Quinn McKeegan now will step in. Three-pointer off the back rim. No good. Beams skies for the rebound. Beams will bring it down, and he looks like he's headed for another double-double. He's just been great the last couple of games in terms of a double-double and very close to a triple-double the other night as well. Beams down the floor to the right side with the ball now. Kicks it out here for Smith. Long three right side off the front rim. Off the mark, and Delhi with the rebound. Here's Hulbert. As Delhi goes left to right, down the right wing. Hulbert stops, kicks it back out front, but a travel before he can get the pass off. Nate Kraft and Gioffi on the bench at the moment, as well as Ben Brannigan, but it looks like they're going to check back in. Brannigan and Gioffi, that is. 7-11 to go here in this fourth quarter. Hulbert is going to come out of the contest, as well as Quinn McKeegan. So we'll see if some of these guys on the bench for Delhi will get a couple more minutes here in this fourth quarter. Great experience for them. 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 64-44 is the score. Unitigo in the green with the white trim going right to left. They have it on the right wing. And this is going to be Jason Harris with the ball, and he finds Beams. Beams down low, has it stripped, and Brannigan full steam ahead here. Pulls up. Short shot off the mark, no good, but Brannigan chases down his own rebound. Back out for Brewster. Wants that three. Top of the key. Got it. Brewster from downtown. He's got 21 on 7 three-pointers. He loves that three ball, and he finally got one to go here in the second half. He's got 7 for the contest. Delhi leads Unitigo 67-44 with 6:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Beams, the pull-up jumper left side, and that's no good, and Gioffi pulls down the basketball. Gioffi ahead, finds Brannigan. Brannigan sets up the offense, calls out the play. And now here for Gioffi into the corner, closely guarded by Jason Harris. Back up to Brannigan as Delhi eats a little clock here. 6 minutes to go. Gioffi outside the three-point line, skips across the top of the zone. Now a bounce pass inside for Brewster. Turnaround jumper is good. And Brewster has 23. It's 69-44. Delhi on top with 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. And here is Smith again at the top of the key as Delhi is stuck in this man-to-man all game long. And now we'll have a foul on Brewster as they tried the entry pass into Beams and he got a piece of him. So 5:44 to go in the fourth quarter. And again, 69-44, the lead for Delhi, as this will be the seventh team foul against Delhi. It's nine against Unitigo. So Beams will go to the line to shoot 1-1. Checking in now is Austin Dunn, number 14, the senior for Unitigo. Beams, first shot from the line is good. So Beams, the second one coming, he's got 14. Having a very nice senior season here. And we said it earlier in the broadcast, just a lot of hard work that he put in the offseason. He was good last year. He's great this year. Second shot for Beams is up and good. He's got 15. 5:40 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 69-46. Delhi on top of visiting Unitigo. Boys, MAC action here tonight on CDO. To the left side for Brannigan. Brannigan with the ball. Finds Gioffi at the top of the key. Gioffi to the right side. Little backdoor pass finds Brannigan. Pull-up jumper, no good. Dean Reed fighting for the rebound, but Brewster steals it away. Passes back up to Gioffi, who signals that he's going to take control of the offense here and eat a little clock. With 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter, here's Gioffi. Instead, he'll fire up a three. It's short. Both teams hustling for the rebound, and Dunn saved it, but stepped on the line before he could toss it back into play. 5:11 to go, fourth quarter. It's 69-46. Delhi on top of Unitigo. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight. As Delhi gets the ball in, Gioffi pulls up, 15-footer. It's good. Gioffi's got 26. It's 71-46 with 5 minutes to go. Smith now to the far side. His pass is tipped out of bounds there by Justin Simons, but will stay with Unitigo as Simons couldn't get there to save it in time. And so inbounding the ball here will be Austin Dunn for the Spartans. Dunn gets it in for Beams. Beams back to Smith. And he's making a nice move here into the paint. And the left-handed layup is up and good for Jared Smith. He's got eight. 71-48 to score with 4:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Brannigan, left side for Gioffi as Delhi goes left to right. Back for Brannigan. And across now for Brewster. His jumper, left baseline, no good. Reed rips down the rebound here for Unitigo and an outlet pass to Jared Smith. Smith down the left side, little crossover move. Gets around Gioffi but can't get the left-handed layup to go. Beams is there, puts it home, and a foul. Beams has got 17, looking to make it 18 from the charity stripe with 4:25 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Delhi 71 and Unitigo 50. So Beams having a heck of a night here. Definitely a double-double. I'd be interested to see the rest of the stats at the end of this contest to see how far he got as Beams will head to the line. Looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Can't get it to go. Nate Kraft is back in, and he gets the rebound here for Delhi. So 4:15 to go, fourth quarter. It's 71-50. Bulldogs up by 21 on their home floor here. Looking to go to 12-0 on the season. Here's Gioffi, left side for three. Bang, got it. Connor Gioffi's got 29, and it's 74-50 with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi on top of visiting Unitigo. Beadle finds Dean Reed in the corner on the right side as Unitigo goes right to left. Reed, a bounce pass inside for Smith. Another right-handed layup that just won't go. A little too strong. Too much spice on that one. Brannigan back the other way for Delhi. His pass in front of Max Hulbert is too hard and rolls out of bounds before Delhi can get there to save it. 3:44 to go, fourth quarter. Make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show, folks. We'll have our three awards brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, as well as NBT Mang Insurance for offense, defense, and all-purpose here tonight. Unitigo with the ball inside for Dean Reed. Pull-up jumper off the back rim, no good, and a foul on the rebound with 3.5 to go. Let's see who they get this one on. There's a big scrum down low, and it's going to be on Beams for a push on the rebound. That's going to be the 10th team foul here against Unitego. There's 12 on Delhi. So Gioffi is going to go to the bench here tonight. He will finish with 29. Rich Kraft is going to check into the game. Unitego going to the bench as well, as Brendan Frank will check in here for Dean Reed. With 3.5 to go here, folks, and Delhi leading Unitego 74-50. Justin Simons to the line now for Delhi. His first shot is short. Doesn't even draw the rim, and so Simons will go to the bench here. So Delhi will be out onto the floor here with Rich Kraft, Nate Kraft, Ben Brannigan, as well as Max Hulbert and Quinn McKeegan. And so Unitego is going to inbound the ball and walk it up the floor here with 3.5 to go. Just a hot shooting first half as Delhi put up 53 points. Unitego kept it close early, but 6 3-pointers in the first half for Cody Brewster was a lot to overcome, as well as Connor Gioffi having a great shooting night here for Delhi. Here's Smith to the corner. Pull-up jumper is just a little short there for Austin Dunn. Looked good, but wouldn't go down, and now we'll have a foul on the rebound. So 3:13 to go in this fourth quarter. That's going to be a foul on Rich Kraft, and it will send Derek Beams to the line with 3:13 left. Again, post-game show after the final score here tonight. We'll have our three awards. We'll get you our scoring summary, give you any out-of-town scores that we have. Beams to the line here to shoot two. First one is up and in for Beams. So Beams now with 18. Another great night here tonight for Derek Beams. 74-51 the score. Delhi on top of visiting Unitego. Second one coming here for Beams at the line. Second one is up and good here for Beams. He has 19. They've adjusted the fouls up on the board, folks, so both teams have 9. I thought that 12 a minute ago was a little fishy, but, you know, I don't run the scoreboard, so I don't want to question. 9-9 in terms of fouls here, folks. So 3 minutes to go in the contest. It's 74-52. Delhi with the ball. Rich Kraft kicks it back out. Finds Ben Brannigan on the left side. He pulls in. Passes down low for Nate Kraft. Lost it through his fingertips. Sliced out of bounds, but will stay with the Bulldogs. So again, 2:50 to go in this fourth quarter. And Brannigan will inbound underneath the basket. This win here tonight, as it looks like, Delhi will get the win. We'll move them to 12-0, and they are comfortably in first place in the MAC on the boys' side. Shot for Nate Kraft here is no good, and a rebound for Unitego. Brendan Frank is trying to bring it up the floor, and we'll pass it off to Derek Beams. We'll see the Delhi boys again on Thursday when they visit Sydney. Should be a good matchup there between the Warriors and the Bulldogs. Unitego brings it down the floor. They'll pass it off to Brendan Frank on the left side, and they will call him for a travel, giving the ball right back here to the Bulldogs with 2:28 to go. So Beams is going to go to the bench now as Zach Carey will check in. Beams is going to finish with 19 points here tonight. That's a team high for the Unitego Spartans. And Brannigan will walk it up the floor here as the Bulldogs looking to eat a little clock here in front of this packed house tonight to have been treated to a good shooting show on both sides, really, at times tonight. And here's Rich Kraft down low. They're going to call Kraft for a push-off as he just tried to bull his way through Austin Dunn there, but the Zebra Crew says no-no. Rolling up on 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. It's Delhi leading Unitego 74-52. Thanks for joining us here tonight, folks, on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. You can go back anytime online on WCDOsports.com to our audio archive. You can go back, download, listen to these games for free at any time, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. We have all our games, basketball, football, any soccer games we've done, baseball, softball, they're all right there on WCDOsports.com in the game audio archive section. So Cooper Thayer to the line, and his first foul shot is up and good as he was fouled as he took it to the basket with 2:06 to go. Thayer's first point of the night makes it 74-53, Unitego trailing Delhi on the road. Second shot for Thayer won't go down. Max Hulbert with the rebound for the Delhi Bulldogs, and the pass out here for Connor Akins. Back for Hulbert. He'll set up the offense for Delhi as they find Brannigan. He's loose in the paint. Passes one off here for Akins. Back for Rich Kraft. They work it around here with 1:45 to go. Delhi is content to take some time off the clock. They go down low. Here's Hulbert with the bucket, and they'll say he traveled. Boy, that one was really close as well. I thought it looked like a pretty good move there from Hulbert, but they call him for steps in the paint. And Hulbert can only shake his head as he runs back down the floor. 90 seconds left in the contest. Delhi leading 74-53 here tonight. And now Unitigo with the ball, going right to left. They have it in front of their own bench. And this one is knocked out of play with 1:24 to go. Should be a great week here if you're a Delhi sports fan, as we'll have Delhi on two more times. The boys at Sydney on Thursday at 7:15. And then the Lady Bulldogs of Delhi on Friday night at Sydney, taking on the Lady Warriors at 7:15. So three nights of basketball and three Delhi games if you're a Delhi fan this week. Delhi with the ball. They'll bring it up the floor, going left to right with a minute 10 to go here in the fourth quarter. At the top of the key. Now they kick it out here. Long three coming there for Connor Akins. No good. Rich Kraft pulls it down and puts it up and in. And Rich Kraft now with 7 points. We're under a minute to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Cooper Thayer. Takes it to the 10. Little up and under. Is off the mark. No good. And Delhi will come back the other way. Down the floor with Quinn McKeegan. McKeegan back for Ben Brannigan and for Hulbert on that left side. Hulbert to the basket. Little jump stop up and in for Max Hulbert. He's got 4 points. 30 seconds left, and Delhi leads 78-53. Here's Thayer as he passes down low as he was looking there for Jason Harris. Off the hands of Rich Kraft as he was trying to go for the steal. And the ball will stay with Unitigo. Here's Harris to the top of the key. Lost it. Hulbert with a steal with 20 seconds left. He'll put on the brakes and bring it out. So Delhi will improve to 12-0 here tonight, folks. 8-0 in the MAC as we come down to 10 seconds left. It appears it's going to be a 78-53 victory for the Delhi boys. A very impressive win here tonight against a very tough Unitigo team. Great showing. We'll come back with the final scoring summary as well as our three awards. Again, 78-53, Delhi tops Unitigo. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. The final score here tonight, live from Delaware Academy. Delhi defeats Unitigo in Boys MAC action 78-53. Let's run through our scoring summary here tonight. First, for the visiting Unitigo Spartans, they're led by 19 points. For Derek Beams, the big man had a very, very good night here tonight. Then it's a variety of players right around the 10-point mark. Zach Youngs with 10, Jared Smith with 8, Dean Reed with 8, and then down the list with Braden Beadle, he had 5, Zach Carey with 2, and Cooper Thayer with 1 here tonight for Unitigo. On the other side for Delhi, led by 29 points from Connor Gioffi, 23 from Cody Brewster, 7 from Rich Kraft, 8 from Nate Kraft, 7 from Ben Brannigan, 4 from Max Hulbert, for a total of 78. So again, 29 for Gioffi, 23 for Brewster, as Brewster hits 7 three-pointers. Absolutely unbelievable for him. And on again, the other side, Derek Beams with a game-high 19. So we'll take another break. We'll come back. We'll do our three awards, of course, tonight brought to you by NBT Bank, Echo Brands of Sydney, as well as NBT Mang Insurance. That's for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And, boy, a lot of choices there tonight. Again, thanks for joining us, because a little snowy weather out there. We're hearing different towns are getting kind of different types of weather, the blowing snow, the cold, the road's a little slushy out there, a little greasy. Glad to have you along. This is why it's great to be able to stay home, listen on the radio, and stay warm. So we'll take a break. We'll come back, and we will do our three awards and wrap up tonight's broadcast, let you know where we'll be the rest of the week. I'm Nate Lowell. Stay tuned for more here on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. That's our final wrap-up here of the post-game show on CDO. We'll do our three awards as our final score here tonight. Once again, Delhi defeating Unitigo 78-53. Let's do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I think I'll give this one tonight to Cody Brewster of Delhi. Yes, he didn't have the game high, but 7 three-pointers. That is certainly an offensive explosion here tonight. So we'll give Cody Brewster the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award for Delhi tonight. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. I'll give that to Derek Beams tonight from Unitigo. He had 19 points, but always a force on the boards and a couple of great block shots here tonight. Just does a little bit of everything. A real defensive presence down low in the paint for Unitigo. He gets our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award tonight. The Ackle Brands All-Purpose Award is our last award, brought to you by Ackle Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Ackle Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. No question here tonight, Connor Gioffi, game-high 29 points, did a little bit of everything, really the leader here for this Delhi team. He gets our Ackle Brands All-Purpose Award winner. He's our Ackle Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. Again, a special thanks to Jim Tamayo back in the WCDO studios. Our final score again tonight, Delhi boys win 78-53 over visiting Unitigo. We'll be back here on the air on Thursday night when the same Delhi boys are over to take on the Sydney Warriors with a 7:15 tip-off. So join us about 10 minutes before for our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Again, a big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in the CDO studios. Have a good night. Drive safe out there, folks. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.